We're putting on the phone on airplane mode because we're getting ready to fly. Baruch Hashem. Chavra, this week, Ha'azinu. You know, everyone talks about Sukkot. I figured I'd give you a word on Ha'azinu. Underrated. Some of these, it's funny, everywhere you look in Ha'azinu, every single word is really a Shabbat Shuva. And they give you a whole Shuva word. All the Svarim. So we had to come, you know, what is Ha'azinu really about? What's going on here? So the Pasuk says one of the more famous psukim in Ha'azinu, because we learn a very important halacha from it, and that is Birkas HaTorah, and that is Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of God, Havu Godel Lelokeinu. Right? When I call out the name of God, I should give glory to the God. Kishem Hashem Ekra, so shame is what? Shame is the names of God, which is the Torah, because that's the name of God. Then, Havu Godel Lelokeinu. Then, I raise God up, namely I make a bracha. That's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chof Aleph Min Aleph. Based on this, there's a whole hack whether Birchas HaTorah is Daraiso or Derabbanan. Okay, it's a machlekes who we paskin like. But we see nonetheless that there's definitely some sort of allusion to Birchas HaTorah in the Torah. Then the Gemara in Yuma tells us, Moshe Yisrael said, B'shash ne'mask yishmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how he learns it. When I mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Havugol. You have to make it great. So what the Marsha explains in the following way. He says that really what it's alluding to is the two aspects of the different Torahs that we have. Now, we don't have two Torahs. That's not how I think. I don't mean like that. But the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebalpeh, really, it's all one. What does that mean? Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I call it the name of God, what's the name of God? The entire Torah Shebichsav. Then, that's given to us. Kishem Hashem Ekra. That's, just read it. Just read the words. Then, it's our responsibility. Havu Godel Elokeinu. The responsibility of all of us. This is where the Marshal learns this whole sugya. That Havu Godel Elokeinu, that it's our responsibility to do it. All the drashos, all of the yesodos, you know, the Yud Gimel, these are the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah, the dreshes behind. These are the 13 ways in which we're supposed to darshan. We're supposed to look into it. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu had a little bit of Chalisha Sadas one time. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have Chalisha Sadas? He was very sad. Why? It's a Gemara, we just did the daf and the daf Yomi 2 weeks ago. Because he didn't understand what all the tag and what all the crowns were by the letters. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, miraculously, whatever this means, brought him to the base medrash of Rabbi Akiva. And there Rabbi Akiva was darshaning each and every tag of the letters. And Moshe Rabbeinu Chalisha Zadas, he didn't know what they were talking about. Until finally somebody gets a cash and Rabbi Akiva comes, look, oh, Zu Torah's Moshe Mesinai. Oh, so Moshe's back in the picture. Moshe feels good about himself. Whatever that means. Moshe didn't have low self-esteem that he needed a pat on the back. But what it means is there's two Torahs. There's the Torah that's given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishem Hashem Ekra, and there's our Torah, which is that of Havu Godel Elokeinu, which we make Hashem great. How do we make Hashem great? By searching within the Torah through the limit of Torah Shebal Peh. That's how we make the Torah great. It's our chelek in the Torah. I speak about this all the time. In other words, it's not the Torah is not something that there it is plopped down in front of us. We have to become an integral part of the Torah process. And that is how Vagodol came. And that's how we make God, by searching for the Ribbono Shel Olam. I heard a great story a couple of weeks ago. Maybe I repeated this. Short-term memory is going as I get older. But nevertheless, it's a great story that some boys were saying they don't feel the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Torah. You know, yeah, they learn, and then they go back and they do whatever they do. So Rabbi Sabolovsky couldn't understand it. Like, why not? So Rabbi Tzim Sabolovsky said to the people, I heard this from somebody, I hope it's a true story. He says, you don't understand. My husband, when he opens up a shas, he sees the Ribbono Shel Olam. You see a Gemara. Because when we see a Gemara, we should see the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're trying to understand the best possible way. We're searching. Havu Godel Elokeinu. We're trying our best to understand what Kadosh Baruch Hu is. That's Torah Shebal Peh. And it's very interesting that the very beginning of the parsha says, Ya'arov kamatar lichi tizal katal imrosi. It's a beautiful language. We don't even know what this means. May my discourse come down as the rain. What's a discourse? My speech distill as dew. Distill, discourse, big words. It's faria. What is going on here? Says the Or Gadol Yahu, unbelievable. Gevaldik. He says, one is dew and one is rain. What's the distinction between dew and rain? When it rains, I know it rains. I look up and it rains. You ever wonder? This is one of the funniest things ever to me. People go outside, they go like this. They stick their hands out to see if it's raining. Hello, it's raining all over you. You don't need to stick out your hand. But people always do that. Oh, is it raining? I don't know. It's raining. Like, why? I don't know. People do that. You ever wonder why people do that? What?
Yeah, I don't do that.
You don't do it. It's the other guy who does it, right? But everybody, they're going outside like this. Hello, you feel it on your heads. You don't have to put out your hands. As a matter of fact, I think it's like your least sensitive part. But I guess it's the part that there's no clothing on. But we know it's raining. When you step outside, you know it's raining. You see it. So on the one hand, there's Yarov Kamat Arlichi. There's going to be Torah, discourse, Yarov, that's coming down as rain, which you see, which is evident. That's Torah Shebichsav. On the other hand, there's Tizal Katal Imrosi. On the other hand, there's a speech that distills as dew. What's dew? You don't see a single thing of dew. You wake up in the morning and you slip when you go to camp, right? In camp. You walk outside and you slip. We used to have a terrible minhag in this camp I went to. It was the most ridiculous minhag in any camp in history. That they used to, it was back in the day, they woke you up 6:45 in camp. There was a very small difference between camp, summer camp, and the army. You woke up at 6:45. And you woke up at 6:45, and then you walked outside for what's called mifkad. Then you went back to the bunk for 10 minutes, got ready for davening, and then you went. So you see these guys coming out in their pajamas and sleeping bags. But when you walked outside, the grass was always damp. Nobody saw it rain the night before, mind you, but the grass was always damp. Right? It's always damp. What's pshat? Because it's dew. Could you see dew? No. We don't see the dew. But the grass is wet, which meant it dewed.
Do the dew.
Mountain dew. Which is very healthy for the grass. It's very healthy for everybody. This is what Torah Shebaal Peh is. We don't see it. We didn't see it given. It's kind of like this thing. And also, but it's our responsibility to search and to find it. Right? It's there, but we didn't see it. Torah Shebichsav Kaplum. It was put down on us. That's what it is. Torah Shebaal Peh is something that's like dew. It's comparable to dew. And that's what it means in the pasuk. Kileka, and that's in terms of what this matter is. What in terms of this, you know, we say tizal katal imrosi. It's not recognized when it came down. We don't see it right away when it lands on the ground. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. That the chama mischadish Torah, they feel it and they sense the chiddush when it comes out. And that's our responsibility. Don't be a talmud chacham to make your chelik in Torah. Again, you have to make sure that your Torah is correct. You can't just varf and say whatever you want. But there's this notion of doing that. How does one get to the stage where they can see the Torah Shebaal Peh? So if you look at the very end of the parsha, we'll juxtapose it together. It says, "Vayomer aleihem, simu levavchem l'chol advarim." He says to them, "Simu levavchem, place your heart for all of these things." Rashi there brings a pasuk from Yeshchezkel, and he says, "Ben adam ro'al beinecha." A person sees with his eyes, ubaz necha shama, and he hears with his ear, v'simli becha. Pay attention. Pay attention to it. Rashi explains from the Sifri, that is a Kal v'chomer, a building that is pierced to my eyes, a person must put his eyes and ears in his heart, and he must pay attention to understand it. So too when it comes to what? So too when it comes to the Torah, we also have to pay attention to it. We have to pay attention. In order for us to be able to recognize that there's dew on the ground, it's much easier when, you know, you're slipping over the dew. But in order for us to see it, we have to pay attention. It's telling us what to do. Simu levavchem. It's not going to happen automatically. Simu levavchem. And I want to share with you an unbelievable ma'aseh that Rabbi Friedman shared with me a year ago. I always carried this with me because it meant a lot to me. Quoted over a story. He heard it from Rav Moshe Schmelzer. I don't know who that is, but he's a Manal. Oh, I'm sorry, I do know who it is. He's a Manal of Tel Chicago. And he said it last year at Shmini Atzeres. So it's a Gevaldik Dvoretz leading up to Simchas Torah. Says the Meshech Chachma was once learning Bechavrusa with somebody else. Right? So the Meshech Chachma, he's a pretty big Talmud Chacham. And they ran into a difficult problem. Now again, the Meshech Chachma's kasha is not our kasha. What does this word mean? You know, look in the Arach Shul. But when the Meshech Chachma has a kasha, it was real kasha. And Meir Simcha told this Chavrusa, we have to daven for what? For greater avas Torah. For love of Torah. His partner said, what are you doing? What are you talking about? We shouldn't daven for avas Torah. We should daven for Chachmas HaTorah. What are you doing with Avos HaTorah? Says the Meshech Chachma, an amazing vort. He says like this. He says, how could a parent quiet a crying infant more effectively than anybody else in the world? More than a babysitter. Definitely a mother more than the father. Right? Why could a mother quiet a baby more than anybody else? Says the Meshech Chachma, because the parent has the greater love. Because the parent has the greater love. And with greater love comes greater understanding. Simul of Avchem, that mother is able to pay attention to that child like nobody else. Simul of Avchem is able to give over their heart in an unbelievable way, with unbelievable ahava. And when you give a hava, mamela, you're going to have greater understanding of that child. This is what the Or Gedaliah is expressing. What the Or Gedaliah is expressing. We want to get to the point where it's not just rain that you can identify right away, but you want to be able to identify and see the dew. You have to have a love for it. You have to really go out and try to embrace it and try to hug it and try to embrace it and kiss it and love it. And this is what the Torah is all about. The greatest understanding of the Torah comes through our greater appreciation of it when we try to fall in love with it. That's the theme of all of Parshas Hazinu. It's called a Shira. Last week's Parshah, right? Kitzvu lach asa Shira azos. The whole Torah is the same for Hazinu. But Hazinu is a Shira. What's a Shira? It's a song. A song is something, you know, that's in love. It's moving. It's beautiful. It's not just work. The Torah is a Shira. This week's Parshah is a Shira. Because a Shira is something that we love. A Shira is something that we should fall in love with. And that's what the Torah is telling us in this week's parasha. Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I call it the name of God, Havu Godol Ahinu, let's make it great. How do we make it great? By Simul Levavchem. What's the primary way of Simul Levavchem giving your heart? By falling in love with it. And if we fall in love with it, we dive in for Avos HaTorah, the Mamela, we're going to have that Avos HaTorah, which is going to give us the greatest understanding. We have a year of Avos HaTorah, which is going to lead to Yedias HaTorah, which hopefully will make us all into bigger up Ben Aliyahs, which hopefully one day will all become Talmidei Chacham. Zayge Zot and Shtark, have a wonderful Shabbos.